Great exit off of turn number four.
Kyle Larson just continues to run the perfect line that makes it very, very difficult to pass. Now the two of them go down the bottom of the racetrack. Larson by about three car lengths over Tyler Reddick.
Yeah, Larson works down the Nellis straightaway once again, trying to elude Reddick. Reddick going back up top side of the racetrack. Down at the bottom of the racetrack is the lap car of Chase Elliott. Behind Elliott is William Byron.
Byron now closing in on Elliott. Elliott closing in on Reddick. Remember, he's down a lap in that Napa Chevy, trying to scramble back to the lead lap. They're back in one.
And again, more lap traffic to deal with here momentarily. You've got Todd Gilliland ahead of our race leader, as well as Michael McDowell and the spring winner, Josh Berry. Kyle Larson starting to catch them, Pat, down the backstretch.
Reddick might have used his stuff up a little bit here once again, as he doesn't have the momentum that he had before as he tries to catch the leader again right in the middle of turn number three and four.
Chase Elliott back on the move. He is the first car one lap down, but what worries him now is what's in front of teammate and race leader Kyle Larson. More lap traffic as we head now to 26 to go in stage number two.
So you're a Toyota Cup driver and you just made it to the playoffs. Now all you have to do is win. Easy. Just turn left, right? That and start strong, take off, reach 200 miles per hour, maintain a good position, no big deal, lap again, time your pit stop, steer clear of accidents, talk to your crew chief like your best friend, and most importantly, turn left. Easy, right? You in? Get up to speed at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Underage sale prohibited. Introducing Zone Nicotine Pouches, the perfect balance of unparalleled comfort, longer-lasting flavor, and nicotine that satisfies. Whether you're zoning in during the race or zoning out after a tough day at work, Zone gets you there faster and keeps you there longer. Available in seven flavors and in 6 and 9 milligram strengths. Find Zone at ZonePouches.com and retailers near you. Own your Zone with Zone Nicotine Pouches.
Chase Elliott, running one lap down, has passed second place Tyler Reddick. He'll now go after teammate Kyle Larson and unlap himself the natural way. Got a little ways to go before he can do that. In fact, 24 to go in Cheddar's stage number two. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a deer. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Josh Berry, the spring winner, has gone down a lap. He is currently being scored in 29th. Todd Gilliland next on the hit list. Then it's Michael McDowell.
Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Gilliland has now been lapped, so we have 26 cars on the lead lap right now. Right there on the edge of it, Michael McDowell in 26.
Mark, about every time Kyle Larson laps a car, Chase Elliott comes in right behind to try and remain the first car one lap down. I'm not sure if he's going to be able to unlap himself, Chase Elliott, the natural way. The one thing he has to do here in the next 19 laps is try and stay right on the back bumper of Kyle Larson. And every time Larson puts a car a lap down, Elliott's going to have to pass him so he can get the free pass and cycle back.
He's got to be able to kind of leapfrog his way up to the back. back bumper of Kyle Larson. If he gets the chance to pass him, he will. They're on the Nellis back straightaway right now. Again, Larson has got him around Gilliland. He's now got McDowell up ahead. And again, Chase Elliott trying to track down Gilliland now to become the first car one lap down.
So as we come off of turn number four, Kyle Larson leads the South Point 400. Second is Tyler Reddick, but looming in the background in third is William Byron, Nick.
Byron has creeped his way into the picture. There's no doubt, Brad Gilley, and he has closed that disadvantage to Tyler Reddick to about four or five car lengths as Byron bat running the top side of the racetrack.
And watching Larson right now with his hands full, he's got a bunch of cars in front of him that he's going to have to maneuver around. This may give Chase Elliott a little chance to creep a little closer to the 504.
17 laps to go in Cheddar stage number two. John Hunter Nemechek, Michael McDowell trying to hold on to the lead lap. Here comes Kyle Larson.
Yeah, two lap cars going side by side right in front of our race leader. That can't be a very comfortable situation for Kyle Larson. Larson gets around Nemechek. Now he'll try to chase down McDowell.
Larson gets around this place really good. Got his first cup win here. Here he goes to the bottom of the racetrack in three and four. He's going to go to the middle of the racetrack this time and try to work around Nemechek to go up and catch Hosevar.
Kyle Larson, a nice cushion between him and second place running Tyler Reddick. They come across the start-finish line, 16 to go in stage number two.
I'm really interested to see how this lap traffic stacks up Tyler Reddick, and does it give William Byron an opportunity to maybe wrestle away the second spot? Reddick sees a lot of traffic right in front of him, Pat, off of turn two.
Yeah, that's hurting Chase Elliott right now because Reddick now has gotten an opportunity to get right back to the number nine bumper. They go down to the bottom of the racetrack. That also gives Larson a chance to get a little further ahead off the corner.
Chase Elliott has passed John Hunter Nemechek. Quick personal note. John Hunter gave me a pace lap ride today. I was certainly very thankful of that. He's in trouble, though, as he falls back a little farther in one.
Yep, he is keeping that car high, though, Mark. The car ill-handling, doing a good job. Sportsmanlike move, staying out of the way of the race leaders. Tyler Reddick got around him. Looks like William Byron will do the same. Pat down the back stretch.
Here comes Elliott, again, trying to hold on to that distance between he and the leader, Kyle Larson. Larson just now exiting the corner. Now here comes Elliott.
One car between Chase Elliott and being the first car one lap down, lost a lot of momentum trying to drive up to the back of Todd Gilliland. Now Tyler Reddick is going to try and pin down Chase Elliott.
Reddick gets right to the left rear quarter panel of Chase Elliott. Elliott stays to the top side, and that was a pretty easy pass for Tyler Reddick as he gets around Chase Elliott. Elliott now will see his teammate William Byron start to close.
Big in his mirror, as we like to say, and that's exactly where William Byron is. He goes down to the bottom of the racetrack, is right where Chase Elliott is. Meanwhile, Denny Hamlin not too far behind this fight.
Oh, Larson across the stripe. 13 laps to go in stage number two. He's got the lap car of Todd Gilliland separating him from second place, Tyler Reddick.
Gilliland runs the bottom, or the middle of the racetrack. He is that one car in between our race leader, Kyle Larson. Larson, though, still with a lot of lap traffic to navigate his way through, Pat, as they dive into three.
Once again, here comes Kyle Larson, pulls on the steering wheel right down to the white line in the middle of three and four, back up on the throttle, and he's going to catch Austin Cindric here in just a second.
Reason why we talked about Chase Elliott being a lap down under green flag pit stops, they had an uncontrolled tire. Now Chase Elliott has teammate William Byron on his back bumper.
They'll dive into turn number one, and William Byron will look to the outside to try to get around Chase Elliott. Not sure if Elliott's just kind of reserved to the fact that this stage is going to end with him a lap down, but he is not catching the front two, Pat, in the three.
Got to believe that teammates don't mean a whole lot when you get this close to the championship trophy. Everybody's kind of in a conundrum there running amongst themselves all four.
So here's the problem now for Chase Elliott. Now Austin Cindric's down a lap. So is Todd Gilliland. Somehow, Elliott's got to track them down in the closing laps of this stage to get in position for the free pass. Elliott's in two.
And he's running out of time because the sand winding out of the hourglass here in stage number two. He looks ahead and sees Reddick trying to get around Gilliland down to turn three.
Here's the leader into turn number three, bottom of the racetrack, the black and gold number five of Kyle Larson. It's a long way back to Reddick there in that second spot.
It'll be 10 laps to go here in stage number two. Let's give you a rundown brought to you by Napa. Your business is one stop for stopping power. Get the brakes and suspension parts you need right now at Napa.
So we have 10 to go in stage number two. We've completed 155 of the 267 laps in the South Point 400. Larson the leader. Reddick is second. Byron third. Denny Hamlin fourth. Fifth is Chase Briscoe. Ty Gibbs. sixth, seventh, Christopher Bell, eighth, Logano, Shane Van Gisbergen in ninth, Alex Bowman in tenth.
Marcin Hosovar up to 11th now. Brad Keselowski runs at 12th, 13th, Chris Buescher. Noah Gregson runs 14th, 15th is Austin Dillon, 16th, Daniel Suarez, Kyle Busch 17th, 18th is A.J. Allmendinger, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 19th, Ross Chastain back in the top 20.
21st is Zane Smith, Eric Jones 22nd, Riley Herbst 23rd, Michael McDowell, 24th, the last car on the lead lap. Austin Cindric is the first car one lap down. Chase Elliott has just got by Todd Gilliland to move him up to 26th and just behind Cindric. Gilliland, 27th. 28th, John Hunter Nemechek. Josh Berry, 29th. 30th, Cole Custer.
And Mark, as you were talking about that, Chase Elliott just got a couple of picks, got around Cindric and Gilliland. He is now the first car one lap down as we're winding down stage number two, eight laps to go. Kyle Larson, the leader, he has been out front now the most, 65 laps out front for Kyle Larson.
Larson trying to track down Michael McDowell to put him a lap down. Of course, Chase Elliott hoping that doesn't happen in the closing stages here of stage number two. Seven to go. Larson's back in one.
Certainly seeing that desperation from Chase Elliott. It's good to see. It was a pretty hairy moment when he picked off both Gilliland and Cindric out here in turn number two. Kyle Larson leads. Big advantage down the back straightaway.
Michael McDowell right in front of Kyle Larson now. He's not going to go easily in terms of being passed. Here's the leader midway through three and four. Once again, McDowell, the next car up.
Kyle Larson, plenty of room between him and second place Tyler Reddick. But again, we're talking about the lap-down car of Chase Elliott. He is right now on the back bumper of Tyler Reddick, having fun there in the top two running a lap down.
These are the moments that if you win a championship, you look back on it for Chase Elliott. If he's able to rally, get himself back on the lead lap, and he is certainly pushing hard, racing with Tyler Reddick in second in front of him, William Byron in third right behind.
Now, Willie B's got to make his mind up how hard he wants to run to the end of this stage right now, because Chase Elliott is not only right in front of him, but maybe passable between here and that green and white flag.
Five to go here in stage number two. Larson leading, and certainly Chase Elliott hoping he doesn't go up and put a lap on McDowell.
Yeah, Larson's got to find about six or seven car lengths for Michael McDowell. Up ahead of McDowell, a couple cars going side by side. They are also a threat to go a lap down. Larson, though, still big advantage in a turn three.
Here's the leader now, just taking his car up to the top side of the racetrack here in three and four. McDowell, which is the next car up on the hit list, down at the bottom of the racetrack.
Kyle Larson will come across the start-finish line. It'll be four laps to go in stage number two. He enjoys a near 2 second advantage over Tyler Reddick.
Track position has been prime today here at Las Vegas in a race that has been relatively caution free. Kyle Larson wraps it around turn number two. Big advantage. Still has not tracked down McDowell.
Yeah, he's a long way from McDowell. Don't know if he can get it done in these few laps we have left. Here's the leader down at the bottom of the racetrack. Front left tire right on the white line as he's got a big lead on Reddick. Reddick going at the bottom of the racetrack as well. Then you've got Chase Elliott in the mix there with William Byron.
Three laps left in stage two. Kyle Larson trying to hold on for the stage win.
Back into turn number one. Kyle Larson's car has been planted to the racetrack very fast in that all black and gold colors for Hendrick Motorsports. Kyle Larson down the back straightaway.
Meanwhile, William Byron takes and gets around his teammate Chase Elliott. That moves Elliott back another spot on the racetrack, so to speak. Here's Larson up front. He's five cars away from Michael McDowell.
Will Kyle Larson put Michael McDowell a lap down? We're going to find out. Two laps to go here in stage number two. That gap, about five car lengths.
Oh, he is closing. There is no doubt. Kyle Larson is running right towards Michael McDowell, who keeps that 71 car to the inside. Out of turn number two, Larson's got about two car lengths to find if he wants to get McDowell a lap down.
He's faster than McDowell, but McDowell's got every right to mirror drive him if he wants to. McDowell will go down to the bottom of the racetrack. Larson likes it right in the middle. He's going to get awfully close to getting around him.
So Chase Elliott has his fingers crossed. One more lap in this stage. Can Larson put McDowell a lap down? They're in one.
Chase Elliott's got to be thinking, man, cut me a break. But there's just four races left in the season. Nobody's cutting anyone a break. McDowell with about a three-car length advantage over Larson. Elliott comfortable for now. Pat down the backstretch.
McDowell's got to take some evasive moves himself now if he wants to stay ahead of lap traffic. Here goes Larson. Bottom of the racetrack. He could put the move on McDowell off the corner. Will early, though.
Off of turn number four, this will end stage number two. Green and white checkered flag is in the air. Kyle Larson cannot put Michael McDowell a lap down. Larson will win stage number two. Tyler Reddick comes across the line second, followed by William Byron. Denny Hamlin in fourth. Chase Briscoe fifth. Christopher Bell finishes sixth. Ty Gibbs in seventh. Alex Bowman eighth. Joey Logano ninth. And Carson Hocevar rounds out the top ten.
Chase Elliott in 25th will get the free pass back to the lead lap. That's a big move for Chase Elliott. A second chance in this late stages of the South Point 400.
I would imagine Kyle Larson is most definitely on his Christmas card list right now. Stage 2 presented by Cheddar's Scratch Kitchen. Cheddar's is the official restaurant of RCR and the number 8 car. Cheddar's serves home-style comfort food like homemade chicken pot pie, slow-smoked baby back ribs, and hand-breaded chicken tenders at prices that won't break the bank.
NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Hey, listen to this. All I needed was a new starter. Got a great deal on eBay. Did it myself.
Yeah, that's cool. But how about the soft purr of an upgraded exhaust when it fits just right?
For me, it's the little things. Like these new windshield wipers from eBay I installed.
From small fixes to big upgrades, eBay has all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Kyle Larson has led the most laps so far here in the South Point 400. He is the winner of stage number two. He was the runner-up in stage one. Will he be the one who winds up in progressive victory lane? Well, we've got 101 laps still to decide that. Victory Lane, sponsored by Progressive. We make the claims process easy so you can get back on the road in no time. It's why over 43 million drivers trust Progressive. See for yourself at progressive.com. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up. At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day in-person or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
That stage win for Kyle Larson, his 10th on the season. Now one more than Ryan Blaney, two more than teammate William Byron. He hits the pit lane. Let's go to Brett McMillan.
And William Byron says the car is just a little bit tight. He wants to be freed up some, so they're going to give him an air pressure adjustment. Ty Gibbs super happy with his car. He's going to get a four-tire change, no adjustments. They're talking to him about wanting to arc the corner just a little bit more. Heather DeBow.
Alex Bowman comes in that eighth position. He said his car is lazy turning in the corner, and the nose gets up in air and never comes down, so adjustments for him. Your stage two winner, Kyle Larson, said that he's not bad in clean air, tight and traffic, but when he can get where he wants to run, he's good. Whitney Venturini.
Tyler Reddick said it was not as much on the loose migration for him. He's running second, four tires fueled. Denny Hamlin on pit road. He said the rear is definitely more in the racetrack. The adjustments helped Denny Hamlin, but it was starting to get a little bit free, but he did not want to make the car any tighter. And Chase Briscoe, running in the fifth position, was lacking right rear grip. They made some adjustments for him. Four tires and Sunoco fuel.
So in the battle off of the pit lane, it looks like it's going to be Larson, followed by Reddick, then Hamlin, Briscoe, Byron. That's the first five. And right behind them, Ty Gibbs, Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman, and Shane Van Gisbergen.
Tyler Reddick heads to that front stretch chicane. This will be his sixth stage victory of the year, a very important one.
This is Tyler Reddick, driver the number 45 for 2311 Racing. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at ZMAX.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
When we return to the Las Vegas Motor Speedway, the green flag will fly for the third and final stage of the South Point 400. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Ansay & Associates, downtown Durand.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk after the bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
About to start the final stage of this race, but now let's go to the top of the box with WeatherGuard Truck Boxes, Wendy Venturini.
I'm with Tyler Reddick's crew chief, Billy Scott. Billy, making these adjustments, I know keeping up with the race car is a lot on your hands. How much has the track changed, and what has Tyler Reddick told you?
It's been very subtle for us, just bouncing on both sides of tight and loose with really minor to no adjustment. So, yeah, I think a little of it is keeping up with the track, and a little of it's keeping up with the track position. You know, we have a lot cleaner air after a green flag stop, and now we've maintained our second place spot up here, so hopefully we can work on it at the front of the pack.
Still a lot of racing to go. What are your expectations of what could happen?
Yeah, there is certainly a lot, and we haven't had many natural yellows, so we'll just have to see how this plays out.
All right, that's Billy Scott, crew chief for Tyler Reddick.
Thank you, Wendy. For over half a century, pros have relied on WeatherGuard to protect their gear. A WeatherGuard badge means pros can trust that their hard-earned name is in good hands. WeatherGuard, established 1968, proven every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com. Heather DeBow.
And in listening in on the conversation between Cliff Daniels and our Stage 2 winner, Kyle Larson, he told him that with adjustments, he said, "I'm not necessarily been too soft with adjustments, but we can definitely be more aggressive for you there." And as Kyle said, he was good in clean air, wasn't bad, tight in traffic. So that tight condition they're going to continue to work on. But Cliff Daniels also looked at the tires before he went back up on the box. He said he looked really similar to the last run on these tires, although they did have one small cord on the right front, but nothing to be of major concern.
So pace car driver Jesse Dalavoot has turned off the lights on that Toyota GR Supra pace car. That means one lap to go before we go back to green flag racing.
Let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by Bass Pro Shops, voted America's best outdoor retailer. Your adventure starts here.
Kyle Larson the leader, Tyler Reddick second, Denny Hamlin third, Chase Briscoe fourth, fifth William Byron, Ty Gibbs sixth, seventh Christopher Bell, Alex Bowman eighth, ninth Shane Van Gisbergen, tenth Brad Keselowski. Kozlowski.
Carson Hocevar, 11th. 12th is Chris Buescher. Austin Dillon, 13th. Kyle Busch, 14th. 15th, Ross Chastain. Joey Logano, 16th. 17th, Riley Herb. Zane Smith is 18th. 19th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. 20th, Noah Gregson.
Michael McDowell, 21st. 22nd, A.J. Allmendinger. Eric Jones, 23rd. Chase Elliott on the lead lap in 24th. 25th, Daniel Suarez, the last driver, scored on the lead lap. Minus one, Todd Gilliland in 26th. Then 27th, Bubba Wallace. Ryan Preece, 28th. 29th, Austin Cindric. Cole Custer, 30th.
If you're just joining us, Ryan Blaney out of the race. He'll finish 38th after having a tire go down before the end of stage number one. We're about to get in the final stage here. It's time to get aggressive in the South Point 400. Mark Field in tow behind the Toyota GR Super Pace Car. They're about to hit the Echo Park Automotive restart zone.
That pace car hits pit road into the Echo Park Automotive restart zone. Every car happy owner, Echo Park Automotive. Kyle Larson leads them in. Green flag is out. He gets a push from Denny Hamlin, but Reddick will try to hang on his outside door in turn one.
Problem is Reddick's all by himself, as Chase Briscoe did not get a good launch from the fourth position. So Larson easily takes the lead, and it looks like Denny Hamlin's going to nose ahead of Tyler Reddick out of turn two.
Four wide off of turn number two. The battle down the backstretch. Larson out front. He's being challenged from the outside. Denny Hamlin is going to try to move around him off the corner. Can he get it done?
Denny Hamlin on the top side. He's on the outside of Kyle Larson. They nearly touch coming to the start-finish line. Give the edge that lap to Larson, but barely. Tyler Reddick will chase that battle into one.
Reddick will not help his boss. He's going to pass Denny Hamlin. Now he's going to go top shelf and try to get around Kyle Larson. What a run for Tyler Reddick as he's right in the tire tracks down the backstretch.
Larson shuts the door on Reddick. Reddick latches onto the bumper. Three wide now behind him for the third, fourth, and fifth spot. It's Bell in the middle, Byron down at the bottom, and Hamlin smartly gets out of the middle of it.
Byron a bit of a wiggle out of turn four. He stays on the inside. Bell and Hamlin on the top trying to draft their way past Byron.
Boy, you have had to get what you can get on these restarts, and that's why William Byron diced it up and made it three wide. Up front, Reddick's got to get another good charge on Kyle Larson. There goes the tail midway point of the backstretch.
Reddick once again looks and tries to find a way around Larson. Larson knows exactly where he wants to go. Reddick goes a lane higher now off of the corner. Larson out in front.
Just behind them, William Byron clears Denny Hamlin for that fourth spot, but let's follow this lead once again. A car length and a half for Kyle Larson over Reddick.
Back into turn number one. It stays at about a car length. Reddick closes to about a half a car length. He is running, not the middle group, about three quarters of the way up. Larson married to the bottom. They stay a car length apart.
I'm not sure the fastest car in that group isn't Christopher Bell. Bell now trying to close down in that third spot. He goes to the bottom of the racetrack. Reddick has got to go to the top. Here's Larson off the corner.
Larson moves up the racetrack to block the advance of Tyler Reddick. Bell closing in on Reddick as Byron closes in on Bell.
So wide and opportunities are plentiful at Las Vegas to move around the racetrack, but all these cars are so lightning quick, nobody able to make any ground. It's still Larson, Reddick, Bell, and Byron off of two.
Here comes the leader down the Nellis straightaway under the big American flag into the corner. Larson will go to the bottom of the racetrack this time. He'll hold that spot. Reddick shows him the nose on the outside. Can't make a move off the corner.
If Reddick's going to make it happen, he's going to have to make it soon. Looming large in his rear view is Christopher Bell. Reddick now right on the back bumper of Larson, back to one.
This is as close as he has been on Kyle Larson's back bumper, down to about a half a car length. And again, Reddick tries to wrap the outside. Now he'll try to slice underneath Kyle Larson. Christopher Bell, best view of his battle for the race lead.
William Byron in that fourth spot's glad to see these guys running like they're running. Now he is right to Bell's bumper. He's in the fourth position, would like to take the position away from Bell. Can't do it. Bell looks underneath Reddick now.
Kyle Larson may be the leader, but he's creating a traffic jam up front. Reddick now in the second spot. Byron now drives to the inside of Bell.
William Byron just kicked open the door and ripped that third spot away from Christopher Bell. Now Denny Hamlin's going to try to follow William Byron. He'll have to get in line. Hamlin fifth, right behind Christopher Bell.
There's Larson. Then you got a little bit of a gap back to the second place of Tyler Reddick. Reddick looking at William Byron, and here's Mira. Now here goes Bell to the bottom of the racetrack to take that spot away from Willie B. Can't do it.
It's a big accordion in the top five. Now William Byron once again gets a great run off of turn number four. He'll draw to the inside of Tyler Reddick for second.
Boy, this is impressive stuff from William Byron. First getting by Christopher Bell. Now he crowds Tyler Reddick up the racetrack. They run door to door, not giving each other an inch off of turn two.
Reddick is not giving that spot away to William Byron. They're going to go door to door into turn number three. Chris Bell is right there. Denny Hamlin is all over this as well. Here we come. They have about four car lengths separated. play first and second.
That's also dragging Chase Briscoe and Ty Gibbs into the battle for the lead. Larson has it. Then it's Byron Reddick. Hamlin now underneath Bell to grab four.
So now that Byron has picked off a few of these Toyotas, he can go to work on his teammate Kyle Larson. He's got to find about two car length as Larson shoots his way out of turn number two. It's about a three car length advantage.
So it's Kyle Larson midway down the backstretch. Then there's William Byron, half a car length back to Tyler Reddick. Reddick going up to the top side of the racetrack. Denny Hamlin trying to hold off Chris Bell for that fourth spot. And then there's Briscoe and Ty Gibbs.
Kyle Larson led stage number two, but William Byron might be his biggest challenger. Although on the back bumper of William Byron, Tyler Reddick wants second again.
Yeah, Reddick looks high and now goes even higher to try to get around William Byron. Byron moves up, seals off that line. Byron holds on to the second position.
Yeah, once again, the distance between first and second, call it three car lengths, another two car lengths back from second to third. Here they go into the third corner. Larson down at the very bottom of the racetrack. This time, Willie B goes way up the top side of the racetrack.
Apparently, Chase Briscoe made contact with the safer barrier. He said he felt a vibration. His crew chief, though, said everything's fine. He remains on the track and with the lead pack.
Got a seven-car breakaway at the front of the field. Kyle Larson by a car length over William Byron. Then it's Tyler Reddick, Denny Hamlin, Christopher Bell giving chase.
Kyle Larson is not driving away from this group. As you just mentioned, Nick, seven cars up here. Then there's a big gap. Here goes William Byron to the top side of the racetrack, trying once again to find some grip up here to fight the leader. But Tyler Reddick is right there.
As the accordion squeezes and stretches, Denny Hamlin drove to the back bumper of Tyler Reddick, then backed off. It almost shot Reddick toward the back bumper of William Byron in second.
Reminds me of a rubber band, Brad. You stretch it out, and then immediately it snaps back, and these drivers end up all over each other. Larson, a little bit of breathing room this time. Best battle, Pat, maybe for third.
Everybody keeps looking for a better way through three and four to maybe make up some distance on Larson. Larson covers it each and every time. Here's William Byron right behind the leader off the corner off four.
Again, Reddick shoots the top of the racetrack. Hamlin almost got to his inside. Can't do it. They remain in single file as they go back to one.
Reddick uses that high line out of turn four to get that momentum. Pulls right on the back bumper of second place running William Byron. He'll go to the top side of the racetrack, then fall in line. Everybody chasing Kyle Larson.
Again, the separation from first to second, about five car lengths now, and only a half a car length between second and third. Reddick goes way up the racetrack, all the way up to the top side. Byron down at the bottom.
Reddick trying to do everything he can to get that second spot from William Byron. While all of this happens, it's allowing Kyle Larson to drive away ever so slightly, 0.3 seconds the advantage.
Pulling away and looking in his rearview mirror and watching William Byron and Tyler Reddick try to go side by side into turn number one. Byron, though, moving around, blocking Tyler Reddick through the first couple corners.
Now, Larson's car just is solid, man. He's been on the same line about all day today. Once again, just off the bottom of the racetrack here in three and four. The battle rages on again for second off the corner.
Kyle Larson will lead them across the stripe yet again. 81 laps to go in the South Point 400.
This is Kyle Petty for Echo Park Automotive. As you might imagine, I know a thing or two about cars, and I'm here to tell you about a whole new way to buy a car, truck, or SUV. Did you know that Echo Park Automotive has over 95,000 five-star reviews? On top of that, every car that Echo Park Automotive sells goes through a 190-point inspection to make sure that it looks and drives like new, so you leave happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
The Earnhardt family has always trusted Bass Pro Shops for all their outdoor needs, and I continue to be a proud customer. I grew up shopping here, and now I love bringing my family here to gear up for all our adventures together. And now, Bass Pro Shops club members enjoy special savings and earn points towards free gear, which is rewarding when buying what you need for your next adventure. Spending time outdoors with the ones you love, sharing memories, and making new ones, that's an Earnhardt family tradition that I'm proud to carry on.
Top five have broken away with Kyle Larson leading William Byron, but it's a battle into turn one.
William Byron has gotten right on the back bumper of Kyle Larson, now moved up the racetrack. Larson simply cannot chase away from his teammate down the backstretch.
He knows exactly where his teammate needs to be to pass him, and he stays right in the right lane to take that advantage away. Midway through three and four, here comes Larson off the corner again.
Larson comes out of the corner, down to the line. He remains the leader. Byron right there. Then Reddick, Hamlin, Bell, a tight pack of five cars.
It's so impressive. You could make the case that Kyle Larson is the slowest of this five-car pack at the front of the field, but he is running the perfect line, doing everything he can to hold off Byron. Byron about a car length behind.
Yeah, and Byron keeps him honest each and every lap, and he's not letting him get away. Once again, he's got his maybe the best shot he's had now to make a move, as Larson has to go upstairs this time to hold off the advance of William Byron.
This is blocking up the field in that top five. Tyler Reddick has caught William Byron. Christopher Bell has caught Denny Hamlin behind them. We now have 77 laps to go here in the South Point 400. We owe our local stations a break. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Wisconsin soybean farmers are fueling Wisconsin. In 2021, the value of Wisconsin soybeans was $1.61 billion. That fuels our state's economy, communities, and Wisconsin's future. Wisconsin soybean farmers fuel our state, country, and the world while protecting the land and water. Learn how the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board and Wisconsin Soybean Association are working hard to fuel our farms and future. Visit Wisconsin Soybean.
It's okay to dance in your waders. We call it River Pants. Real Country 1430.
When Kyle Larson gets to the line, he will have led 100 laps of the 193 run to date so far in the South Point 400. And with those 100 laps, Larson came in at 971. He goes over 1,000 laps led for the fourth time in his career.
Not too bad at all. Pretty incredible what he's able to do. We actually got a little fight behind him. Chase Briscoe is on the move. He's trying to get around teammate Ty Gibbs midway down the Nellis straightaway.
Yeah, Gibbs not giving him anything, though. Briscoe's going to have to go up into the Larson lane to try to get some momentum to get around the 54. Gibbs has got control of that fight at the moment.
So Gibbs moves up to the sixth spot. Briscoe drops to seventh. Don't look now. Alex Bowman is now moving closer to those two cars in one.
We have not talked a lot about Alex Bowman today, but those Hendrick Chevrolets have been fast, and it is only right that Bowman start to charge his way towards the front. He is about two car lengths behind Chase Briscoe out of two.
Yeah, the 48 today has got a green paint scheme on it, or a wrap, I should say, and doesn't look like the normal 48. Right now, though, he's got to work hard to catch back up to Briscoe.
72 laps to go here in the South Point 400. Let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza, where we love racing and we love pizza. Find your next pizza at huntbrotherspizza.com or download the Hunt Brothers Pizza app.
Kyle Larson, the leader, by a half second over William Byron. 1 second back, Tyler Reddick in third. Denny Hamlin is fourth. Fifth, Christopher Bell. Ty Gibbs, sixth. Chase Briscoe, seventh. Alex Bowman, eighth. Carson Hocevar, ninth, with Chris Buescher in tenth.
Brad Keselowski runs 11th. Kyle Busch is 12th. Austin Dillon, 13th. 14th, A.J. Allmendinger. Shane Van Gisbergen, 15th. 16th, Joey Logano. Zane Smith, 17th. Ricky Stenhouse Jr., 18th. 19th, Noah Gregson. Chase Elliott, after getting back on the lead lap, has worked his way back up into the top 20.
And that is only an improvement of three spots since the restart, so Elliott needs to pick up the pace. Chastain, 21st, 22nd, Michael McDowell, 23rd, Daniel Suarez, 24th, Eric Jones, Riley Herbst, 25th, the last car on the lead lap. Minus one in 26th, it's Austin Cindric. Ryan Preece is 27th, Justin Haley, 28th, John Hunter Nemechek, 29th, 30th, Todd Gilliland.
31st is Bubba Wallace. He had a speeding penalty. 32nd, Josh Berry. Cole Custer, 33rd. 34th is Cody Ware. Ty Dillon, 35th. 36th, J.J. Yaley. Catherine Legg, 37th. Out of the race after a solo wreck, a left front tire went down on lap 70. Playoffs contender Ryan Blaney and Mark Garrow, that is a big hit here in the opening race of the round of eight.
Absolutely no question about it. However, if you look at Blaney's career stats, there's some good news there at Talladega and Martinsville.
Well, let's update the points as they run right now. Kyle Larson is the race leader, so as the leader, he's being shown as the point leader. 23 above the cut line, William Byron, plus 21, Denny Hamlin, plus 7 is Christopher Bell.
And then minus 7, 7 points below the cut line, Chase Briscoe, minus 28, is going to be Chase Elliott. Then you have Ryan Blaney, minus 34. Joey Logano still ranked in eighth. Now, though, 38 points below the cut line.
Rough day for Team Penske here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They're definitely going to have to hope they can make up some ground here on the racetrack with Joey Logano or wait for Talladega next week.
Joey Logano had a rough time in practice yesterday, was able to pull out a good qualifying lap, but Brad, it seems that their worries about what they had in practice have now come to bear here on this race this afternoon.
Denny Hamlin now drives around Tyler Reddick. He takes away that third spot, but boy, this is a fight. Back to you, Nick.
It's a three-car Toyota battle for third. It's Denny Hamlin in that third spot. Tyler Reddick onto the top side of the racetrack, and Christopher Bell has a nose full of both of them out of turn two.
So you got the boss man, the employee, and the teammate all running three together as Hamlin goes down to the bottom of the racetrack. Upstairs goes Tyler Reddick, and he's in danger of losing that spot to Chris Bell.
66 laps to go in this race. Kyle Larson, though, Nick Yeoman, beginning to creep away from William Byron.
And Byron doing the same from those three Toyotas, so it looking good for Hendrick Motorsports. Starting to catch a little bit of lap traffic, but man, this battle for third continues to be good. Denny Hamlin has it. Now Christopher Bell moves to the inside. He's going to take fourth away from Reddick.
Yeah, see Bell trying to race him into the corner, down into turn three. Bell likes the bottom, likes the top of the racetrack. Tyler's going to try to get the momentum and run back. He'll try to get to the bumper here.
See Bell gets that spot. Now Kyle Larson in lap traffic, and Nick, with that stealth black paint scheme, it's almost hard to see Larson in your section.
Yeah, later into the day, the shadows from the billboards here really start to cast that shadow over all of turns one and two. There's Kyle Larson popping into view. The advantage about eight car lengths over his teammate William Byron.
And battle for thirds all settled out there with Hamlin moving up in front of Reddick. And back there is Tyler Reddick. Here comes the leader once again off the corner.
With 64 laps to go in the South Point 400, Kyle Larson remains the leader over William Byron.
Progressive knows not all rides are smooth. Meet Peter. He loves his motorcycle. What he doesn't love is wind. Which is ironic, because wind is a big part of the whole wind-in-your-face motorcycle cliché. But nobody ever tells you how relentless a strong crosswind is, or the cliché wouldn't exist. Not every ride is smooth, but Progressive has your back. Get a quote to see if you can save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Not available in D.C.
Here's Paul Doschel of Toyota.
Radio fills a much-needed void in our marketing program. Being able to have our commercial spots and the relationship that we have with PRN, where they talk about our vehicles as Camrys and Supras.
The Toyota GR Supra makes that hard left turn onto pit road.
As pace car at the night touch. So for us, it's really the coming together of a 360-degree approach.
NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Kyle Larson continues to lead the South Point 400. All of these teams will still have to make at least one more trip down pit road. From Las Vegas Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durant. Bauer Built, built on service.
Looking for outdoor power equipment for your lawn and garden projects? Anibis Silo is your home for Husqvarna and Toro lawn and garden equipment. Anibis Silo has the right equipment solution for you to tackle any job. Need a piece of equipment repaired? Anibis Silo also now has small engine service and repair. The service staff can repair all makes and models of lawn and garden equipment. Visit Anibis Silo, Highway 25, Durand, for your lawn and garden equipment needs.
I'm Chip Flory, inviting you to join me for AgriTalk After the Bell, weekdays at 2 on Real Country 1430 WRDN.
We're back at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, getting into the closing stages of the South Point 400. Kyle Larson He just ran the fastest lap. He continues to ease away from William Byron. The gap now growing to 1.6 seconds. And now, of course, everybody on top of the war wagons trying to figure out when they'll make this green flag pit stop if we do not get a yellow flag.
Race director Laura Beth Barnhart pointed out to us that we're starting to see tires on the wall. Ty Dillon came down pit road, but he was a couple laps down. That's not going to be a big opener of green flag cycles here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. But, Mark, it's interesting. You brought up earlier Chase Elliott. He was on the move. He's only up five spots. Now, remember, Chase Elliott, since the restart in the final stage of the race, he didn't have to pass just the lead lap cars. He started at the tail of the field because he got his lap back with the free pass. Now, he is chasing down Joey Logano. Think about this. Chase Elliott, he's got several car lengths between he and Joey Logano. Restarted at the tail of the field. Logano, the only problem that he's had here this afternoon is the fact that that car just does not have the same speed as the Chevys and the Toyotas.
He is 17 seconds behind the leader. That's more than a half a lap here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. Chase Elliott behind him. We talked about Chase Briscoe beginning to struggle. He now hits the pit lane. Woes down to 45 miles per hour as he works his way down the pit lane. Here comes Logano as well. Let's go to Wendy Venturini.
So just a few laps ago, Chase Briscoe had hit the wall and had a vibration, and since then has been plowing on the exit. James Small, his crew chief, is making a large wedge adjustment for Chase Briscoe. It's four tires. Also coming down pit road, Joey Logano. Now, Joey says he has just lost all of his grip. It is completely gone. They're pitting for four tires, Sunoco fuel, and a right front air pressure adjustment for Joey Logano.
Out. As they slammed on the brakes, getting down to 45 miles per hour, Alex Bowman actually tapped Ty Gibbs. They're on the pit lane right now, and they're making pit stops as they work their way now off the pit lane. Those stops successful. Bowman and Ty Gibbs about to return to the battle as Reddick comes onto pit road.
Alex Bowman actually swapped spots with Ty Gibbs. He made the pass on pit lane, which was a great thing. Reddick was starting to lose just a little bit of ground, actually. He had been passed by Ty Gibbs, was about to be passed by Alex Bowman. Now here comes that number 45 Toyota, Wendy Venturini.
Yeah, for Tyler Reddick comes to a stop. He said it was getting very loose on him again. They're tightening up. Crew chief Billy Scott, who we just spoke to moments ago, it's a solid four-tire stop. Very quick for the 45 team. Tyler Reddick is down and away. Brett McMillan.
William Byron said the car is pretty good. They're not going to make any adjustments. Going to get four tires on. We're right at the left side of the car already. And about to finish up and send it back out. Heather DeBow.
And Bubba Wallace was in. He said he's a 5 out of 5 loose. So they tightened up that number 23 of Bubba Wallace, Wendy Venturini.
Christopher Bell is on pit road. It's four tires and Sunoco fuel for Bell. He wants to tighten it up, especially on the exit for Christopher Bell. Heather DeBow.
Kyle Larson coming in. Cliff Daniels telling him, come around the 43 here. We're going to do four tires and go on the jack. His feedback to the team there was less overall grip for Kyle Larson. Team going to work on the right side tires, making their way around to the left. Sunoco fuel going to finish up on that left side and send Larson on his way.
Looks like there might have been a little bit of a slower stop there for Kyle Larson that he would have liked. He got all he could get coming on the pit lane. He was smoking the tires as he came down to that commitment line.
He got that ill timing for Kyle Larson to come in on the same lap as Eric Jones, who is pitted in the stall right behind him. Denny Hamlin currently assumes the lead here in the South Point 400. Austin Dillon coming down pit road. We see A.J. Allmendinger coming down pit road as well. Still waiting on Hamlin. Hosovar, Buescher, Keselowski, Van Gisbergen, Zane Smith all have not yet pitted here. This could be the final stop of the South Point 400, Mark. We have 52 laps to go. If this is the final stop, this is going to be likely the longest run that a lot of these cars have seen here this afternoon.
Right now, 48 laps for leader Denny Hamlin. He last pitted on 168. Last time by, we completed lap 216.
So right now, we have 51 laps to go here in the South Point 400. We're starting to see some other cars come down, including Shane Van Gisbergen, Chris Buescher, Las Vegas native Noah Gregson coming down pit road. Denny Hamlin now comes across the start-finish line. This will click it off with 50 laps to go. We see William Byron come across behind him. Byron's already made his pit stop. He's currently being shown a lap down. The bigger question is, is Chris Gayle going to keep Hamlin out as long as that Sunoco fuel will run?
And again, we'll have to see the question. Here is Hamlin working his way into three. Is he backing off the throttle to make pit road? It looks like indeed he is. Denny Hamlin is going to pit on lap 218. Woes down that Joe Gibbs Racing Toyota. He heads on to the pit lane.
So as Denny Hamlin makes that 45 or 50 mile per hour run down pit lane with the grace miles per hour that they give them, Hamlin now making that slow run here in that number 11 Toyota. Wendy Venturini, he's got to come all the way to the end of pit road as our pole sitter.
Yes, he is at last stall as you exit pit road. Denny Hamlin comes to a stop. He said it was barely tight, barely tight. Now they have trouble on the right side with the jack. There was an issue on the jack, and the tire changers on the right side of the car had to stall and wait. A slow pit stop for Denny Hamlin. Brett McMillan.
Chase Taylor has been really frustrated. He hasn't been able to make up more ground in the game of four tire change and an air pressure adjustment and a 9.8-second stop for the 9 car.
Thank you, Wendy. Thank you, Brett. Remember, Denny Hamlin actually lost a couple of crew members, Mark Garrow, because they had a wheel come off of his car a few races back. They're back on that car this weekend, and that was tough. It, as Wendy said, it just looked like the car would not get jacked up on the first pump.
That could have been the money stop right there for Denny Hamlin's team, and they didn't quite get what they needed.
Yeah, the easiest place to pass is on pit road. That'll cycle Carson Hocevar to the lead. He's on pit road. It cycles Brad Keselowski to the lead. Once Keselowski pits, what he's doing now, William Byron will actually come out in front of teammate Kyle Larson with 47 to go here in the South Point 400.
From pads and rotors to shocks and struts, coming to a full stop should never mean your business does too. At NAPA, we are the pros that know brakes and suspension better than anyone. So when others are grinding their gears, our premium parts and exceptional service deliver results. Whether you're operating a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has exactly what you need, when and where you need it. Get the brake and suspension parts you're looking for right now at NAPA.
NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market. Performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
William Byron has assumed the lead of the South Point 400. In fact, we have three Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolets in the top four right now. Christopher Bell, the lone Toyota there, he runs in third. 45 laps to go here in the South Point 400 at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're driving down the road, minding your own business, when suddenly you've entered the crash zone. Better call JKO Auto Body of Durand. JKO Auto Body will bring your vehicle back from the crash zone with factory replacement parts so your vehicle will look brand new, and they work with all insurance companies. JKO Auto Body also has a loaner car available while they repair your vehicle. So when you've entered the crash zone, call JKO Auto Body, Madison Street, Durand.
Not everyone can fix their own car. Or a leaky pipe. So what do? Call an expert. And if daily finances for you or a family member have become too much of a burden, call Rhonda at Numbers R Us. Whether it's an older loved one, member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Numbers R Us takes care of all the bills, deposits, and payments, and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Contact Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
Turn your smartphone into a radio. Download the free Android app at RealCountry1430.com. Brought to you by Prime Realty of Durand.
Back here at Las Vegas Motor Speedway, 43 laps to go in the South Point 400. Let's give you a leaderboard update brought to you by eBay. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love.
So with 42 laps to go, they have enough Sunoco fuel to make it to the checkered flag. William Byron, the leader, over Kyle Larson. Christopher Bell, third. Fourth is Alex Bowman. Tyler Reddick, fifth. Sixth is Ty Gibbs. Seventh is Chase Briscoe. The big loser on that exchange of green flag pit stops, Denny Hamlin. He falls to eighth. Ninth is Chris Buescher. Austin Dillon up to 10th.
Carson Hocevar has been in 11th a good portion of the race. That's where he sits now. After going a lap down in stage one, Kyle Busch up to 12th. 13th is A.J. Allmendinger. Playoffs driver Joey Logano mired in 14th. 15th, Shane Van Gisbergen. Brad Keselowski 16th. 17th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr. After losing a lap due to an uncontrolled tire, Chase Elliott just moved up to the 18th spot. Ross Chastain runs 19th. 20th is Eric Jones.
And Noah Gregson in 21st, 22nd Zane Smith, and he is the last car on the lead lap. Minus one in 23rd, Justin Haley. Michael McDowell 24th. 25th is Riley Herbst. Ryan Preece 26th. 27th, Austin Cindric. Daniel Suarez 28th. 29th, Bubba Wallace. Josh Berry in 30th.
Todd Gilliland, the first car, two laps down. He runs 31st. John Hunter Nemechek, 32nd. 33rd is Cody Ware. 34th, Cole Custer. Ty Dillon is 35th. J.J. Yaley, 36th. Catherine Legg runs 37th. Finishing 38th here today after a tire going down on lap number 70. Ryan Blaney will finish 38th. Let's go down to pit road and check in with our pit reporters. We're going to start with Brett McMillan.
Well, Brad, a pretty good note for the 24 team. They have been on the money all day long. This is the second time today that they have taken the lead during a round of pit stops. They did it during the first stage, too. Heather DeBow.
And for Kyle Larson, who's currently trying to chase down his teammate William Byron, he reported to the team that so far his balance is better than the last green flag stop. Wendy Venturini.
Denny Hamlin, our pole sitter, drops to one of the lowest positions he's been all day after leaving pit road and a mistake on the right side where the jack would not go under the car, which caused them a delay on pit road. Denny Hamlin drops to eighth. He came over the radio and asked how far back he was. Crew chief Chris Gale also reported to Denny Hamlin that there are cords showing on the right front tire and asked Denny Hamlin to take care of his tires for these last 44 laps.
Wow. This is going to be a longer stint than what we saw to open up this stage. Mark, for Denny Hamlin, they pretty much split it, but we just lost your spots on pit road. You're running eighth. Oh, by the way, take care of your car, too.
William Byron out front. I like his chances right now. Kyle Larson did a great job arrow blocking him until he wore out William Byron's tires on a couple occasions. But now that Byron's in front
trouble, of Larson. Trouble in turn two, guys. Issues for William Byron. He was just really high at the exit of turn two. And Kyle Larson just passed him. Byron is slow in three.
Yeah, Byron trying to regain whatever it was that he slipped with over there. His car is definitely off now. As once again, it's Larson up front with the lead.
Didn't mean to put the whammy on William Byron, but no telling what happened. They're back in one.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, guys. All of a sudden, Byron's car just shot up the racetrack. I thought he was going to hit the wall as if a tire went down. Might have just broke the traction and lost a ton of ground. He looks back to full speed, but he has lost the lead pad in three.
Yeah, calling about 15 car lengths, maybe a little more up to the leader. Larson now in the middle of three and four, down at the very bottom of the racetrack.
What a gift for Kyle Larson. He's led the most laps in this race. Now resumes the lead. We have 34 laps to go this time by. He leads William Byron by 0.6 seconds here in the South Point 400.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
In addition to traditional summer camp, Victory Junction also hosts family weekends, partner programs, and day camps. And the Victory Junction Outreach Program takes camp fun beyond our gates to children at hospitals and partner sites throughout North Carolina, South Carolina, and Virginia. Victory Junction makes the impossible accessible.
This is a place that needs to be here 50 years from now, 100 years from now. We are never going to run out of kids that can benefit from Victory Junction.
Discover how you can get involved at victoryjunction.org.
Chase Elliott moves up the racetrack. He blocks Chastain. He takes the white flag as the leader and heads back to turn number one.
This is Chase Elliott, driver of the number 9 Napa Chevy for Hendrick Motorsports. NASCAR Network Radio drives business.
Winding down the closing laps of the South Point 400, 32 to go as Kyle Larson leads. What kind of drama can unfold here in Las Vegas? We'll find out when we come back. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Wisconsin weather can be a bit of a roller coaster. Are you ready for the ride? No matter how much snow comes our way, you can be prepared with a four-season solution from Tractor Central. John Deere lawn tractors, compact, and utility tractors are built for four-season versatility because you don't have an off-season, and neither do we. Four-season solutions start at just $64.99. Visit Tractor Central today to find out why nothing runs like a Deere. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
What's in a name? Well, if it's OptiCare, you can expect optimum animal health, optimum performance, and optimum care for your livestock. OptiCare is a complete line of beef, swine, dairy, and specialty products, each designed to treat or prevent common animal health problems, enhance growth, and improve performance. OptiCare, their name says it all. See Jerry Bear and Sons of Arkansas for a complete line of OptiCare products. Hubbard Feeds Incorporated products and the answers that work.
Listen for local news four times a day, Monday through Friday at 7, 8, noon, and 4 on Real Country, 1430 WRDN.
Welcome back to Las Vegas Motor Speedway. We are under caution. Pat Patterson, this changes everything.
Well, William Byron was coming out of turn at number 4, and a slower car on the bottom of the racetrack, I think it was Todd Dillon, or it was a 10 car, I think, was right at the very bottom where we go into pit road. It was almost as if William Byron was anticipating that car moving. It didn't, and then he just absolutely creamed it. We see that car rolling back in front of me. It is Todd Dillon. It completely destroyed William Byron's car, who slid into the pit road. Fortunately, nobody out there at all at that time. They got that cleaned up, but at least three cars in that. But William Byron's car, it was like he just didn't either pick the right way to move on the racetrack to get around the slower car, or he was distracted and didn't see him.
Ty Dillon taking his wounded car to the garage area as we go down to Brett McMillan.
William Byron came on the radio and said, I didn't know he was pitting. And Rudy Fugle had just gotten off the pit box and walked out of Ty Dillon's pit to explain what happened. Said we had no idea. I mean, the crew here said we had no idea who was pitting either. So that's the explanation from William Byron, that they had no idea that that was what was going on. We saw John Hunter Nemechek come sliding down pit road too.
If he was pitting, he was way high on the racetrack and way slow on the racetrack.
You're right, Brad. I just want to get in the middle of that. You know, this is not an easy road, pit road, to get under or to get on, I should say, because you're somewhat blocked view-wise when you come around the corner here, and that's exactly what happened. Todd Dillon either missed the pit road or was trying to make up his mind to go to it. Whatever it was, he was out of position. He was at least 100 yards back away from the commitment line when he got hit.
Yeah, Pat, it looked like to me he wasn't coming on to